Let us rise in body or spirit. Our processional hymn is 693. 693. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls on this beautiful January morning. It's cool, but it's clear. Gorgeous day. Our liturgy this morning is found in our bulletins. This is the feast of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned again in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 870. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling, your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
Good morning.
Morning.
The first reading is from Isaiah 42, 1 through 9. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth. And the coastlands wait for his teachings. Lord, thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have chosen you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. For the former things pass, and new things I now declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 29, and if you'll read the bold print, ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name.
Worship the Lord in all his splendor.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The Lord breaks the cedars.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf.
Like young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl.
And strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people.
May the Lord bless his people with peace.
The second reading is Acts 10:34 through 43. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to all the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He had commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him. I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the feast of the baptism of our Lord, as we heard in this morning's appointed gospel from St. Matthew. The story. One morning, as the children of the parish gathered around the baptismal for a front row experience, as a newborn and his family and godparents process old priest for the baptism to the font, The little boy asked, "Father, what changes after the water is poured?" The old priest replied, "Nothing that you can see immediately, but everything that truly matters." Now, that simple answer captures the deep meaning of baptism that today's reading from Matthew invites all of us to reflect upon. The baptism of Jesus is not about repentance from sin, as he himself is unafflicted by such, but it is about identity and belonging. By choosing to be baptized, Jesus steps fully into human life. He does not remain distant or separate, but he enters the same waters as everyone else. Baptism becomes a sign of solidarity with us. It is God standing with all humanity, especially those who are broken, guilty, and unworthy. At the heart of baptism is identity. When the voice from heaven declares Jesus as the Son, it reveals a truth that applies to all of us who are baptized. Baptism tells us who we are before it tells us what we must do. We are not defined first by our successes, our failures, our social roles, but by God's love. Before the world was, before the world measures us by performance and approval, baptism reminds us that we are already accepted and loved. Baptism is also about God's presence. The descent of the Spirit shows us that baptism is not just a symbolic washing, but it is an encounter with God, who dwells within us. The Spirit empowers, guides, and strengthens us for life's challenges. We are never sent alone. God walks with us. Now, at the same time, baptism is a calling. Just as Jesus from the waters proclaimed God's kingdom, our baptism, well, it commits us to live differently. It calls us to choose justice over indifference. It calls us to compassion over judgment, and to service over selfishness. Baptism is not a private event. It is a public commitment to reflect Jesus Christ in the world. And finally, baptism gives us hope, even when we fail. Note, I said we fail, not if. Baptism assures us that when life becomes messy, when we become messy, that God does not withdraw his love. The water reminds us that God continues to cleanse, to renew, and calls us again and again. The baptism of our Lord invites us to recall our own baptism, as we do also every time we make or ponder the sign of the cross. Not as we remember a past ritual, but as we mull an eternal and living reality which shapes who we are and how we relate to God and to one another and to all of God's creation. How we live each day. We are baptized not only for the comfort, but also for service. We are chosen by God to be light and to be hope in the lives of others. This morning, I'll ask that we rise in body or spirit
and turn to page 237 in our ELW as term our baptismal vows. Page 237.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Jesus Christ through word and deed, to serve all people the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? People of God, do you promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Jesus Christ?
We do, and we ask God to help us.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day. Let us rise in body or spirit as we say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As God's beloved children united in Christ, let us pray for the church, the whole human community, and the well-being of the earth, our home. Steadfast God, give courage to your servant church. Heal our divisions and unite us in mission. Uphold our lay leaders, missionaries, pastors, and bishops, and all who proclaim hope in a broken world. Merciful God, restoring God, cleanse the life-giving waters of rivers, seas, and springs. Create in us an urgent desire to preserve the beauty and bounty of your good creation. Merciful God, righteous God, you guide the nations. Reconcile warring enemies and end cycles of violent retribution. Defend the rights of prisoners, detainees, and all who flee from persecution. Sustain international aid workers and peacemakers. Merciful God, compassionate God, you care for all. Provide safety and support for those seeking asylum or in need of shelter. Be near to the dying and comfort all who are grieving or ill, especially those we lift up to you now in our heart. Merciful God, loving God, awaken the gifts of the Spirit in this congregation, that we may serve Christ by loving one another, our neighbors, and our enemies. We pray for travelers and those who are homebound. Merciful God, promising God, we die and rise with Christ. We give thanks for those who have gone before us, and we trust that we will join them in your everlasting peace. Merciful God, confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness made known to us in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for...
I'll take these three.
The children's sermon.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the baptism of our Lord. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Gabriel Christian. Happy birthday this week to Corbin Kress, Rayma Cates, Riley Ruff, Hallie Romero, and Norma Halderson. The annual congregational meeting is set for the January 25th, 2026. Are there any other announcements not in the work corrections to the ones in it? Offering will be collected at this time.
Thank you.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast, grace our table with your presence, reveal yourself breaking of the bread, raise us up as the body of Christ for the world, breathe new life into us, send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With John and all your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Forward as the Lord calls you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 454. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.